Pnimius in the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. So the Gemara is in the midst of a discussion of certain aspects of the sin of the Egel Hazav. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk by Adabar Hashem al Moshe Lech Reid, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Moshe, go down, go descend down to the people, you know, who have become like horrible, who have become corrupt. Go down, they're sinning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of kicks Moshe out of their very close encounter that they're having on Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, "My lechred." What does it mean, lechred? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Moshe, raid Megdulascha. Go down from your level of godless. Go down from your greatness, from your high madriga." The only reason I ever gave you Gedula, the only reason you ever achieved greatness was on behalf of the Jewish people, was due to the Jewish people. That's why you rose to such an important position, a position of prominence. And now that the Jewish people have sinned, why do I need you? I don't need a Shaliach. I don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no Am. There's no people who want to accept my Torah. I don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu who will teach it to them. And what happened? Immediately, Moshe's strength went away. He was no longer able to speak. He lost his kach dibor. And it was only once he said to himself, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, let me be, I'm going to destroy them, then I'm a Moshe. And Moshe said, oh, davar zeh toloi bi. No, it's still dependent on me. And miyad amad v'nischazik v'tfila. Then he got up and he was strengthening himself with tefila, with bikish rachamim, and he, you know, asked for rachamim, and he requested mercy on the Jewish people that they should be forgiven. And the Gemara gives a mashal of what this is like from a melech to his son. So there's an idea based off of the Ben Yoyada, but it's really an idea in general by a lot of the Sefer Chassidus and even the Sefer Kabbalah, specifically on these words lech reid. The way the Ben Yoyada formulates as a question that it's a kasha. If Hashem was saying lech, go down, then why would he say raid? Raid is redundant, and raid would mean immediately go down. You got to get off the mountain. You got to jump off or something. And if he means like the way Rabbi Elazar thinks it, that it's raid, that it's, you know, go down from your level of gedula, right? That it's raid me gedulascha. So if that's the case, then why does it say lech raid? It should just say raid. So what is this lech raid? Go down. So there's a special secret, there's a special idea, Pnimi Satorah, between the connections of the letters Resh and Dalet. And it's brought down a lot of Svarim. It stems from really the curse of Adam HaRishon. The curse of Adam HaRishon is that Kutz V'Dardar, right, so it's Miyach, that a Kutz V'Dardar, that thorns and weeds will grow out when you try to work the land. So specifically, kutz, a thorn, the thorn could be considered that if you take our letter resh, imagine the tzura of a resh, and you add a little thorn to the end, then you get a dalet. It makes it a dalet. And dar-dar is even saying dalet resh. The concept of kutz v'dar-dar is that there's a pagam in the world now called people confusing the resh and the dalet. Right? This is why when we say Shema Yisrael, Shema L'kinah Shema Chod, so there's a large dalet. One of the reasons for that large dalet is that chas v'shalom, if you were to ever misread that word, you would be doing kfira mamish, right? You would be saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Acher, chas v'shalom. Right? And to say Hashem Acher, wow, that's horrible. Right? Concept of kel acher is concept of a malik. The gematria of kel acher is the gematria of a malik. It's the concept of a sfekos in emuna, that a malik is coming against, the kriyashma they're coming against, you know, against the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of Hashem. And that's the concept of why we say by a malik that we have to destroy a malik midar dar. So the word dar is spelled, right, midor dor, it's spelled chaser. Why is it that it's dalad resh? Meaning we're getting rid of a malik, you know, because a malik's whole Indian has to be done in every dar, in every generation. But dor is spelled chaser, dalad resh. We have to do it every time there's a resh that can be touched as a dalet. Anytime there's an opportunity that someone can look at something and say, this is a kel acher, this is another god, this is a foreign god, chas v'shalom. We say, no, it's not a kel acher, it's a kel echad. It's a one god. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called the tikkun of resh becoming a dalet. And that's that kutz, that's a little thorn that's a little thorn at the end of the resh to make it a dalad. Another remez, just if you take the gematria of dalad is 4, the gematria of resh is 200. So the difference between 200 and 4 is 196, which is kutz. Kuf is 100, vav is 6, tzadi is 90. 196, meaning the kutz is what makes a dalad into a resh. Because even the gematria of dalad and resh, the difference between them is the gematria of kutz, of a thorn. So that's this whole concept of, you know, so people are who are dealing in the pagam of Adam Arishon, people are dealing in the pagam of Amalek, people are dealing in sfeikus and emunah of lack of Krishna, lack of understanding the unity of the Kaddish Baruch Hu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a pagam in their dalet that it seems like a resh at times, that there's a kutz missing that makes it into a resh. There's a little nudge at the end. And this is deeply connected to Purim. Maybe we'll discuss a different time. But that's really what's going on in this Gemara, says the Ben Yehuda. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Lech Raid, go down Raid, Dalad Resh. Meaning, he's saying, go down to the people who are dealing in this Pagam. The people who don't know between their Reshes and Dalads. Right now, you can't be giving them the Torah. You have to teach them the basis of the Torah. You have to teach them the building block, which is Emunah and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That comes before anything else. That comes, Anokh Hashem Elokecha is the first thing that was said. That's the most important thing. The end of the day. The rest of the Torah, without having a basis of there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, doesn't mean anything. So if their rishis and dalads are confused, feh, they're gone. So then you have to lech, go, raid. Go be osik with the people who are in that dalad and rish. The people don't understand. The people have a word of raid. Because the whole concept of even a yerida that we have, of any raid, of any ability to go down, any yerida, is that we have a pagam in the rish and the dalad. That we're not fully understanding it. And that's why the Gemara specifically says, right, the rest of Rebbe Elazar's drasha, is that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go down. Why? Because Hashem said, your entire concept of Gedula was what was Bishvil Yisrael. If Yisrael is not holding by Gedula, if they're not holding by the concept of the Dalid being correct, and they're confusing the Dalid and the Rish, you have to go back down to them. And that's Lech, you should go to Raid. To the people of Raid, to the people who don't understand the Zalat and Rish. You have to go back to teaching them the Alphas. You have to go back to teaching them these building blocks of Amunah, of, you know, the Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Moshe Rabbeinu's job was, as the teacher of the Jewish people, was not to give the Torah at that moment. That's given to people who could overcome Amalek. That's given to people who can understand that there's Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what people can handle the Torah. These people are those, they have a pagam in their Dalat Rish. So to you, as their Rebbe, and as their emissary, and as their, you know, someone who's called all their neshamos, you too clearly have a pekam to some degree through them in the Dalad and Reish, and therefore read Megdulascha.